Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What do we know about this truck so far?
We know a fair amount, which mostly comes from Elon Musk himself. It's called the Cybertruck. And, you know, it's most known for its association with the film Blade Runner, you know, 1982 film. You remember that that film was set in November 2019. And alongside his tweet with the unveil date, he also tweeted the opening titles to the film. And beyond that, you know, really what we have to go on beyond a brief image, which basically shows a thin LED light at the front of a vehicle and something shaped like the vehicle's nose, we just have what Elon Musk has discussed basically on Tesla earning calls to go on. So it's called the Cybertruck. You know, Elon has claimed more than once that it will cost less than $50,000. You know, that it will be a genuine electric pickup truck. It will seat six people. It will be able to take huge weight in terms of load. And so, you know, this is one that people are really looking forward to. It's something that, you know, Tesla enthusiasts tweet about often, and the analysts on the earnings call ask a lot of questions about, because, you know, potentially, according to Elon Musk, and he stressed this is just my opinion, but he says this will be Tesla's best product ever.
You know, you don't think electric when you think pickup truck, and the images that are showing up online, are those just different fantasies, or is one of those the real truck?
Well, this is why it's so exciting, and this is the data set that you and I have discussed before, but right now, this is what the North American consumer wants. 74% of what North American consumers buy is a light truck, which is industry jargon for a pickup truck or very large SUV. You know, less scientific, I was driving down the 101 the other day down towards Southern California. Just look around. You know, all around you, there are these huge pickup trucks, big SUVs. And it begs the question, what would happen if someone produced a genuinely competitive electric pickup truck? You know, how would that go down with the American consumer, given all the focus on climate change, sustainability, long-term emissions targets, and things like that? So the real question is exactly what you've just asked. When we engage this unveil on November 21st, we want to know the real detail. When will this pickup truck become reality? Where is it going to be built? How much is it really going to cost? When is it actually going to be in the hands of consumers? And then we can kind of go from there. But, you know, that is the size of Car American wants. The question is, do they want an electric version of it? And, you know, Tesla's not the only one out there doing it. Rivian is also coming to market in 2022 with their own pickup truck, but they're pricing that at like $70,000. And that's a bigger picture question as well, which is affordability. It's great to have an electric car. It's great to have an electric version of a pickup truck. But if it's not affordable, then who's going to buy it?
No kidding. How much of a future is there, you think, for electric pickup trucks? I mean, that would seem like a bigger sell than just electric cars.
Right. And so, you know, on that pricing point, you think about the brands out there today, Ford, Toyota, you can get a pickup truck from $30,000 to $60,000, depending on spec. Here at Bloomberg, we have this research arm, Bloomberg New Energy Finance, and they've actually got some pretty bold predictions. They think that annually there'll be sales of electric pickup trucks that exceed a million by 2024, given that it's currently zero, and 6 million by 2030. But really, the key point, again, is price. And Bloomberg NEF basically say they see price parity between sort of electric versions of pickup trucks and combustion engines by 2023. And that's going to be the real test, that if it's going to be adopted by consumers, it has to be as good a proposition for them as a standard combustion engine pickup truck. So that's kind of what I'm looking forward to on November 21st. Hopefully I get the invite to go to that event down in LA.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.